Welcome to AM Best Audio.
A new Conning Investment Risk Survey finds U.S. life and PC insurers are willing to assume increased investment risk for the third consecutive year. That said, their market optimism is tempered as inflation is replaced by concerns about the challenges of the domestic political environment, followed by portfolio yield, market volatility, geopolitical events, and the impact of artificial intelligence. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Matthew Riley, Managing Director, Head of Insurance Solutions for Conning. Matt, so glad you could join us today.
John, thanks for having me on here today. Excited to share some of our results with you.
So, Matt, inflation has declined to seventh place for both PC and life insurers as a concern for insurance investment risk. It's been replaced by the political environment, portfolio yields, market volatility, geopolitical events, and the impact of AI, in that order, as a matter of fact. Can you talk about the nature of some of these risks?
Yeah. So I think a major change in the overall portfolio concerns, the way we ask this is, over the next couple years, what do you expect to have a meaningful impact on your portfolio? And how do you rank those concerns with very concerned to least concerned or no concerned? And as you mentioned, John, we've seen inflation abate and really fall to the middle of this pack after being at the top of insurers' concerns regarding their portfolios over the past 3 years. And so I think in a more normalized economic environment, or at least relative to what insurers have been experiencing in years past, the focus has shifted much more towards concerns affected by policy as well as the markets broadly. So market volatility and yields, those are ever-present concerns in the minds of really any investment professional, and especially insurers as they're thinking about portfolio construction. You know, they're trying to balance insulating portfolio returns from downside risk, market volatility, while on the other hand, trying to check the box and achieve strong performance. So investment yields was really the only concern of risk that actually increased year over year. So really trying to make sure that they're getting competitive yields seems to have risen a little bit in terms of the forefront. In terms of some of those other areas, in terms of the domestic political environment, I think in the wake of a presidential election year, we performed this survey in the mid to late November time period, there's a lot of uncertainty still about a new administration and how that will affect major policy positions. And so we thought and we expected this to really rise up from a concern standpoint. New policies can influence a variety of factors that affect how portfolios and opportunities for portfolios persist or occur over the next couple of years.
Matt, how would you summarize the difference between this year's investment risk survey and last year's?
I think generally what we saw is, the trends have felt similar. We wanted to know, again, that given that election cycle, if there was any meaningful sentiment change, and that when we asked about the investment environment, three quarters remained optimistic, but uncertainty and pessimism levels did increase modestly. Similarly, when we looked at whether insurers were thinking about increasing or decreasing their overall investment risk position in the upcoming year, numbers, again, were a little bit more muted from years past. So still, the majority were expecting to take on more investment risk, 59% of respondents. But those expected to decrease investment risk also increased from 14% to 22%. So I think these are both indicative of more uncertainty and possibly hesitation as insurers are thinking about how to best move their portfolios and allocations forward in 2025. We saw this continue to unfold as insurers shared how they plan to allocate in the upcoming year, where in years past, we saw really concrete winners and losers in terms of new sectors, whereas this year, no single category was really dominant in terms of where insurers are looking to allocate and invest that next dollar. So maybe just a little bit less certainty and a little bit more hesitation as they're thinking about how to move their portfolios forward.
Speaking of asset allocation, can you explain the continued growth in private asset investments and the restraint insurers might be showing in other areas for investments for 2025?
So we continue to see insurers looking at private assets. And while we don't explicitly define it in the survey, these areas can include private placements, private credit, which is a big area of interest and growth, real estate investments, infrastructure, private equity, and the list goes on and on. You know, after years of lower interest rates and portfolio yields, insurers really started to look into these areas a little bit more as ways to really help drive performance for their portfolios. And private assets was one of the key parts of that strategy. In our conversations over the past year, you know, with insurers, there just seems to be a greater acceptance that their portfolio is going to be increasing its exposure to less liquid investments. You know, they can diversify their portfolio with new exposures. They can provide return and yield premiums relative to their public counterparts. And our survey results bear that finding out. 60% of our survey respondents expect to have over 15% of their portfolio allocated to private assets in 2 years' time. And those numbers continued to increase from the prior year. So while these investments are becoming more broadly accepted, insurers are still a little bit concerned about managing their overall liquidity portfolio when considering private assets. Interestingly enough, concerns over sourcing private assets seems to have decreased when insurers think about this allocation. And so I think what that's indicative of is that insurers are educating themselves, finding asset management partners who can help them to think about this, and becoming more confident in their ability to source and fill their target private asset allocations.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
What were some of the other findings of the survey, Matt, and what jumped out at you?
Yeah, I think one of the areas that we asked that was relatively new for us, John, was about interest rates and really how insurers were positioning their portfolios in that way. You know, we've seen higher interest rates in recent years compared to over the past decade, and we were curious about how insurers were positioning their portfolios in that environment. Two findings that I thought were interesting in that regard. One, portfolio duration. We saw that almost two-thirds of respondents expect to increase the overall duration of their portfolio, while only 14% expect to decrease it. Interestingly enough, over half of our respondents also expect to increase their exposure to floating rate assets. So when I think about that from a portfolio construction standpoint, overall duration is looking to extend, so buying more longer term assets, while also taking advantage of some of the shorter duration floating rate assets at the front end of the yield curve. So interest rate barbells seem to be a stronger conviction trade maybe for insurers' portfolios relative to other parts of their allocation. So I think that was one of the really interesting things to find this year.
What would you say are some of the considerations both PC and life insurers should keep in mind in 2025 from an investment standpoint?
Yeah, I think one of them that we've touched a little bit on is liquidity. We've asked a little bit about liquidity in terms of portfolios, and generally, while insurers are looking to allocate more to private assets, it seems like they believe they have an appropriate amount of liquidity on their overall balance sheet. There also seems to be a strong conviction that they have that their portfolio is well positioned to balance the needs of the enterprise with regards to generating cash flow, supporting claims payments, things in that regard. So I think overall, that can continue to increase the ability of insurers to take on increased investment risk or less liquid investments. And I think one of the other interesting areas that we've seen both insurers, all types of insurers look to address is looking at their portfolio and looking at opportunities. So we saw about half of our respondents indicated that they had higher portfolio turnover in 2024 compared to the years past. And some of them were indicating that this was looking at market opportunities and trying to be a little bit more tactical. Some of this was driven relative to generating cash flow for operations. You know, we'd expect to continue to see maybe a higher than you know, a couple years past portfolio turnover as insurers get used to this higher interest rate environment and are able to position their portfolios to take advantage of opportunities as they exist in the marketplace today.
Matt, I think it's going to be an interesting 11 months ahead of us.
Yeah, it should be, John. And, you know, obviously a very dynamic time and period. But I think overall, we're really happy with the results that we got. I think we see this as very much on, you know, we'd be concerned given all the conversations that we have with insurers if we saw something that was a little bit different than what we see and what we hear in our conversations day in and day out. But I think generally we saw a strong alignment in terms of our understanding of our clients, our conversations with prospects in the industry, and the overall results of our survey. So a little bit of affirmation in that regard.
Matt, thanks for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you for having me on, John.
That was Matthew Riley, Managing Director, Head of Insurance Solutions for Conning. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.